Episode 3132, Prepare to Pivot.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous week, and I hope you're ready to storm the castle. Oh, yes, it is time to think about your healthy living. What are you doing for yourself? What does that look like in your everyday? Prepare to pivot. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. I want to make sure you know we've got a lot happening right now at Create Your Now. There's a lot of moving parts, honestly, and I've got contracts in hand and I've got opportunities and I'm saying no and I'm saying yes. And let me tell you, that's just going to open some doors for you even further. With all of that being said, make sure you stay tuned here on the podcast because you know I'm here every day and I will be the first to tell you right here. And also, if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, head on over to createyournow.com and make sure you get connected there also. That's really where you want to stay. If you have found us on pray.com, thank you so much. But I still encourage you to come on over because that is not my home. That is a partnership. And just like with anything, you don't know how long partnerships last. And I want to make sure that you are not lost. All right, with that deep story, I want us to really think about something different. Do you ever find yourself stuck in a cycle of doing the same things over and over and over again, even though deep down you know it's not bringing you the desired results? You know you can do better. Because if your comfort zones aren't treating you well, you got to prepare to pivot, right? Because once in a while, it's important to step outside of your comfort zone and try something new. As we age, you know, our bodies go through changes. Unfortunately, change is a constant. And what used to work may not be as effective anymore. Our nutritional needs evolve. Our physical capabilities shift a little bit. Maybe we don't, you know, show our strength in the ways that we thought we did. Or maybe we've gotten stronger in others and weaker in other areas. Our sleep patterns shift and they may be disrupted more so than what we think they should be. So to adapt to these changes, we need to be willing to explore different approaches and embrace the unknown. Now, the first step, obviously, in preparing to pivot is recognizing that old habits die hard. And it's natural for us to gravitate towards what we know, what feels safe and familiar. But true growth comes from challenging ourselves and pushing beyond our boundaries. Instead of fearing the unknown, embrace it as an opportunity for growth and discovery. So I want us to look at a couple things. If you're one who says, yeah, Christiane, I really need to look at my fitness a little differently or my nutrition, my sleep. I just need to look at my habits. What am I doing for me? The kids are going back to school. Maybe I see so many posts right now. It's crazy. My Facebook feed and Instagram feeds are filling up with, you know, parents who are taking their kids to college and school starting, and it's just like, wow. So there's a lot of change on the horizon and it looks different because we're even further away from the pandemic. Now, some would say, oh, well, you know, there's talk that there's an uptick. Okay, let me tell you this. Who are you going to let control your health? You need to start within your own four walls and then look at yourself in the mirror. I'm being honest. You got to start with you. But in everything that you do, we know that change is a constant. And so in that, we have to prepare to pivot. And that is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Prepare to pivot. Now, when you look at doing that, you know it has to have a certain mindset. And that mindset, oh, you got to be open to change. And if you don't like change, well, you better get flexible real fast. Because otherwise, you're going to be on the sidelines crying. You've got to be willing to look at your reflection. Have some self-reflection time. Is this working for me? Is it not? And then also a willingness to experiment. Are you willing to go beyond what you already know? So I want to focus on three things today for you, and just kind of have this conversation. And I want you to think about it on the examples that I give you, and then also specifically to your own lifestyle. How are you treating yourself? What does it look like in the next 2 months? Because believe it or not, in a blink or two, we're going to have September here. Labor Day's around the corner. Yay! We get that one break here in the United States of America. We get Monday off. It's like the next holiday. And then after that, it's go, 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 go. Some of you look forward to Halloween. I get it. I'm not a Halloween girl. I love fall, though. So I celebrate fall. And then you got Thanksgiving. And that's really where we're headed towards after Labor Day, right? We're like, oh, we got to go all in. We got to hit fall. And it's going to be Thanksgiving. And then it's Christmas. And then it's the new year. This time on the calendar seems to go by so fast. I don't know why that is. I mean, I remember my grandma saying, well, the older you get, babe, you know, the faster time goes. And I'm thinking, yeah, right, as a, you know, third grader listening to her grandmother tell her stories. And I love my grandmother's stories, and I miss them, and I wish she could still tell them to me. But the ones that she did tell me, I remember vividly, most of them. And one of the things is that we've got to be present in what we do. And she was very good in that. No matter what she did, she was a pioneer woman when it came to computers and teaching herself how to actually code. It was amazing. I'm very blessed to have entrepreneurial spirit within my family. And looking, and it goes back to like my great-grandfather, my grandmother, my parents. I mean, it runs deep. And so in all of this, though, I think we need to look at our life and take an entrepreneurial spirit when it comes to our healthy living, our lifestyle, because there is so much out there. You can sit here and say, you know what? I want to gain muscle. Okay, great. What does that really mean for you specifically? Well, you got to, number one, have a self-reflection and an assessment. You got to take time to reflect on your current routines, your habits, and your results. What are you looking for? If you're only eating 30 grams of protein a day, okay, we've got a problem, because that's not enough protein to sustain your desire to muscle build. It's not. And if you're working out, your body is actually slowly probably turning itself and eating the muscle because it can't keep up. Your body will survive regardless of what you're trying to go after. So you can sit there and fight it and fight it and fight it, but God made our bodies so smart that it can fight back even harder than we have the fight. So before you go jumping off the ship, make sure you look at what you're doing right now. If you're like, well, Christiane, I'm not doing anything. Great. You're starting with a clean slate. But you can look back in time. Go back to what did work or what didn't work. Notate your age. And then when you look at yourself as to where you are right now, right? What has been working for you right now? What's really working well? Maybe you're getting to bed early. Woohoo! Keep it up. But then you got to ask yourself, well, what hasn't been working? Well, I'm not eating enough protein. I'm only getting like 30 grams. And if you don't know what you're eating, then keep a food log for 1 week, 7 days, a food log. Are there areas where you feel stagnant or unsatisfied? Maybe you've done stuff in the past, or you've tried it just over the last couple months, kind of gearing up for summer, going like, I got to just feel really good and look good in that. You know, if I could just get down 10 pounds, that one dress size, then I can feel extra good about myself. Okay, great. What worked in that? But where do you still feel unsatisfied? What's lacking? This self-assessment will provide you clarity on what needs to change for you to move forward. You don't just want to say, okay, I'm going to start doing this. You can go and join all these different things out there. There are so many things out there. You can even come work with me. But a lot of things that are out there are not going to give you the push that you need to do before you get to them. And that's going through a full assessment, really reflecting on where you are, being honest. I'm talking about blunt honest. If you're like, well, Christiane, I'm doing really good. Okay, what is really good? Define that. Well, I'm good 20% of the time. Oh, my friend, you need to be good 80 to 90% of the time, depending upon your body. For me, I got to be good 100% of the time. And until I get to where I want to be, which that's for another episode and another story, I've got to stay exactly on track. Because if I detour just a little bit, my body's going to be like, ha ha, and it's going to go back to what it used to know. And it's going to be harder for me to climb out of that ditch. So really give some deep thought reflection and assess where your current situation is. Number two, seek new perspectives and knowledge. There is so much out there. So much out there. And I'm not just talking about going and Googling things. You've got to know who you are searching up, what you're searching up, because there's also a lot of duds out there too. I'm just going to say it like it is. So you've got to know what you don't know and know what you do know and know who you're going to get the stuff from is really good at what they say they're doing. Because it's great. We can all look great online. We can create anything. But are we really getting connected with the people that we need to be connected to? So to pivot successfully, it's essential to seek new perspectives and knowledge outside of your own comfort zone. Engage in self-education. Read books, lots of them. Listen to podcasts. For goodness sakes, most podcasts are free. So listen to them. Attend workshops in your area locally. You can even get on webinars for free. Let me tell you, AIM's going to have some really cool stuff coming up. But we've got to get a few things in a row because I don't want to just go out there and say, okay, we're doing all of this. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, Christiane, you're saying you're all doing all this and now we're not doing anything. That's because I have a very high expectation as to what I want for you. And I know I'm not perfect, but if I can't bring it with progression, then I'm just leading you astray and I don't want to be one of those people in your life. Seriously. We've been working on AIM for years and God has just kind of said, nope, 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 not now. Not now. Wait, wait. Don't get the cart before the horse. So explore different viewpoints, research alternative methods, right? The stuff that we have out there right now, the knowledge base that's available to us, right? If you're one who says, gosh, I'm lactose intolerant, I'm gluten intolerant, I've got so many things. I mean, you know, all of this, I can't like really eat it all. Well, I can relate. So you may have to actually look at things that people are like, that's crazy. But if that's your body, my friend, that's not crazy. It's your body. So explore different viewpoints. Research those alternative methods. Seek advice from experts in the field. This will broaden your understanding and help you discover new approaches. There's so many things out there. You don't have to wait for someone specific to come along. You can sit there and begin to say, okay, this makes sense. But you have to be also hyper aware. And finally, number three, identify and challenge limiting beliefs. We are our worst critic. We set ourselves up for failure before we even knew we were doing it. And that means we often limit ourselves by sticking to what we perceive as typical or normal because, well, that's what we know. So if you want to escalate and elevate what you're going after, challenge these assumptions and open yourself to unconventional changes. Things that maybe you hadn't even thought of. Red light therapy. Hormone therapy. Now, I'm not telling you that you need to go do this. That's not what I'm saying. I'm mentioning a few things off the top of my head that some people have no idea that's out there. And they need to go research it for their lifestyle, for their body, in regards to their goals, what they're looking for. Maybe a hot tub would be great for you. I don't know. For some people, it's not really good. Maybe you have a skin condition. Maybe you need to try more plant-based products. The detergent you use, the skincare you use, the soap you have, the shampoo, even the toothpaste. You may be thinking, well, that's strange. I haven't had a problem before. But you don't know, sometimes it's the littlest thing that can keep us away from what we're really trying to get to, that goal we're after. And I think about the princess and the pea, right? All the mattresses. She was so in tune with it, she knew that there was a pea under her bed. Now I know, that was just a fairy tale. But my friend, Your healthy living doesn't have to be a fairy tale. What you want can come true. So consider areas where you have felt resistance or where you haven't explored fully. Look into that. It could be trying a new form of exercise. Maybe you've never tried HIIT, high intensity interval training. You're like, I can't do that. You may not be able to do it to what a 20-year-old does, but you can do it like you need to do it and switch it up a little bit. You don't have to do exactly by its definition. You don't have to do burpees, but you can do other things. It could be trying a new form of, you know, exercise or adopting a different approach to problem solving or experimenting with like innovative nutritional strategies. Maybe there's something on the market that really could do your body good, but you haven't gotten into it and gone in deep enough to say, yeah, this might be possible. And maybe it's because you failed at other things or you've tried and you've spent too much money and you're like, I don't think that'll work. Well, you don't have to go all in. Maybe get a sample. Get some more information before you go all in, if that's for you. By stepping outside of the conventional, you may uncover transformations and breakthroughs that you hadn't anticipated. But you got to do it, you know, basically your way to a degree for your body. And I'm not saying you're doing it because you think you're a know-it-all. I'm not saying that. A lot of what I've learned is because of my body, because of my searching. And here eventually I will tell you the long story. It's probably going to be somewhat in the book too, portions of it, not all of it. But my body is just, is weird. Some people would say you're a wacko. I get it. It's messed up. It is. My mom tells me that all the time. And I don't know what happened. Mine isn't good either, but man, you really got the raw end of the deal. I did. And it's frustrating to me, but you know what? I don't have to like it, but I can accept it. And I think that's what we forget when we're looking at wanting to change and be in a different position than where we are. We think that we have to like it. We think we have to fall into like this feeling of, oh, this is going to make it feel like it's just right. No. Change is tough, especially with your body. And you've got to be one who says, I'm going to build consistency. And I'm going to do what it takes. What if I told you that you couldn't get your body for 2 years? Where you really wanted to be, it would take you 2 years to get there. Would you do it? I mean, like, seriously. I want you to answer that question honestly. Because unfortunately today, a lot of us, I think, would be quick to say, nope, I want the quick pill. I want the quick fix. My friend, there's not a quick fix to healthy living. And you've got to figure out what's right for you. I have 5 children, my husband, myself, we got the dog, the granddogs, the son-in-law, the boyfriend, we've got the grandchild on the way. And let me tell you, each of them are so unique in their body. Yes, even the cats and the dogs. And I have to feed them uniquely too. It's ridiculous, I know. But that's the reality. The cool thing is, though, we have a lot more opportunity on how we can care for our bodies. That in all honesty, there is no excuse not to take care of yourself. And if I can just say it because I'm saying it to myself, that's just being plain plumb lazy. It is. Now, I do have an extreme case. And I call it a case because that's what I call myself. I'm a case. I'm a basket case. Actually, I'm not. But I know what works for my body. And I'm doing it. I've been doing it now for 4 weeks. This is mid of my, well, not quite, but I'm 3 days in to my 5th week starting today. It's pretty exciting. I have incredible results right now. Seriously. But let me tell you this. The average person could not do what I'm doing. But let me also tell you this, I'm not the average person. So that's not saying anything bad about average people that have a normal body. I'm just not that. And so I have to look at it. And I don't like that I'm in this position, but this is the body that God has given me. And so I have to work within it. I don't have to like it, but I must accept it. And sometimes we have to look at that. You know, you may be saying, gosh, Christine, I love everything about my body. I love all the curves. The only thing I don't like are my thighs. My friend, you're not going to be able just to spot treat those thighs. You're going to have to work out. And that means you may get smaller, you know, on the top. Your arms may get more well-defined. Your calves too. But man, your thighs, they may change a little bit, maybe not as much as what you hoped for. And also let me tell you this, because, you know, I'm being blunt here for you, because that's what I said. We're just cutting to the chase. You've got to watch the picture you paint in your own head. Can I just tell you that? And I'm telling you that out of love, because I've had to tell myself that. And I've had really, really good confidants, very select ones, tell me the same thing. You've got to be careful of the picture that you're painting of yourself. My friend, if you are 30, 40, 50, you're not going to look like you're 10, 20, 30, or 40 again. You're not. But for some reason, it's like, we've got to go back in time. We want this youth. You can have youthfulness. First, change your mindset. Change how you look at life. Change your attitude, for goodness sakes. And then begin to look at, what are you really doing? And then say, am I really willing to change? That's really the last question I have for you when it comes to prepare to pivot. Because we can get off on a detour, but a lot of us aren't willing to go through with that detour. We're just like, nope, nope, I want to get back over on this road that I know. I like it here. But that detour may be the best pivot you ever take. Life-changing, life-saving possibly. So remember, preparing to pivot requires a growth mindset, one who's open to things, one that embraces change, accepts challenges, and remains open to new possibilities. It's not about striving for perfection, my friend, but rather being adaptable, that flexibility, and learning to learn. Haha, did you catch that? Learning to learn. We have to be willing to do it from both successes and failures. So cheers to progress. Go out there and actively seek, reflect, and make intentional changes. Don't do it all at once. Don't jump ship right now. Take it slow. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Because when you do that, you set yourself on the path to discovering what works best for you and unlocking your healthy lifestyle. Prepare to pivot. And let the journey of self-discovery and transformation begin. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.